Hi, I'm Mero Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
Okay, so welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Mero Negron, coolest man fan of all, Queens, New York. I hope you're having a very cute week this week. It's sunny outside today with no clouds in sight, but it is chilly outside today, so if I were you, bring in those layers, because you know it's cold here in New York. And yeah, so it's going to be a great day today. It's going to be awesome, and yeah. Oh, excuse me, where are my manners? I'm your host, Mero Negron. Kept Henry Danger and Danger Force, which is the HDU and the Henry Danger Universe. Kept both of these lovely shows. And this couple of weeks is a three-parter, and boy, I got a treat for you. So this is the first part this week. You do not want to miss it. Bring the popcorn for this one, because you do not want to miss that. And I hope you're listening from the United States or around the world, because that makes me happy. And I hope it made your day a little bit better, because who doesn't want to listen from a Henry Danger podcast, am I right? So, so sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and that's all I got to tell you. So before we get started to this podcast, I just would like to say 130,000 of you had listened to this. You guys are nuts. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much to every single one of you. And let's keep it going. So it's awesome. It's amazing. And let's get it on going. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, make sure you put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes up. So, yeah. So let's get on to this podcast. Okay. So this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay. Topics of the Week. As if you haven't heard from my last podcast, I can now sadly say Splash Mountain has now permanently closed. That's right. Splash Mountain had their final day on Sunday, and we'll miss Splash Mountain for what it is, but they just gained new reservations for Tiana's Bayou Adventure, and they just got the construction walls, and it's time to say goodbye to the 30 years of that ride. But we're going to love the new makeover. You do not want to miss it. If you missed it again, Splash Mountain is now permanently closed. So, sorry guys, you got to wait for another year or so to reopen again. So, I hope we love the new makeover. And Splash Mountain, we cannot wait for it. So, I cannot wait. And, yeah, Splash Mountain, we will miss you. And we can't wait to see your new makeover. And there's a new movie coming out on Amazon Prime Video this Friday. It's called Shut Gun Wedding. It's starring Jennifer Lopez and Josh Duhamel, and it's about the bride and groom getting both families together for a destination wedding, but the pirates take everybody hostage, both families. It's up to the bride and the groom to stop them, and I kind of like this movie because it's love, hello, and second, it's an action-packed film, and Jennifer Lopez, she is the bomb, and I gotta say that much, I love Jennifer Lopez. So if you love Jennifer Lopez or love story or anything else, go and watch this movie on Amazon Prime Video. I guarantee it 100% this Friday, and if you don't, watch it with your loved ones. So it's gonna be fun, it's gonna be awesome, it's Jennifer Lopez, and she is amazing. So Shotgun Wedding is this Friday only on Amazon Prime Video, so make sure you go and check it out. And yeah, I highly recommend it, guys. So this one's gonna be sick. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 5, season 5 of Henry Danger, part 1, A New Evil. We got a new bad guy in town, and this one is kind of different from the rest of them, and we got a crazy one for you guys. So this is like a three-parter, so this is part 1, you guys. You do not want to miss that. And all I gotta say is grab your popcorn and your drinks ready, because if you haven't seen this episode, boy, I got a treat for you. Oh my god, would you go and look at the time? I gotta go and set up for this Henry Danger episode. So, yes, thank you guys for keeping up with the plays. 130,000, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. Keep it up. You guys are awesome. You guys are amazing. And without you, this wouldn't have been possible. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So, yeah. And the episode is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there. And I love you, 3,000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 5, season 5 of Henry Danger, part 1, A New Evil. And for the next couple of weeks, this is a 3-parter, you guys. And this is part 1, and you do not want to miss it. And you might want to grab your soda and popcorn or whatever beverage you got for this one, is because this is only the beginning of the new villain who is about to take over Swellview. And it's crazy to think that this villain is trouble. And he is a lot of trouble. And if you haven't seen this episode, I can't spoil it for you. But if you did, then you might have saw it. So this is only the beginning of the 3-parter, and this is going to be ridiculous, and it's going to be awesome, and it's going to be insane, and it's going to be freaking bananas. So you might want to sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and you might want to grab your popcorn or any snack or any beverage for this, because this is about to get interesting. So make sure I hope you enjoy the show, and who knows, maybe you'll like this first part, and it's only the beginning of the 3-parter, guys, so it's going to be really awesome. He's sick, freaking amazing, and it's going to be cool. So I cannot wait to see what you guys think, and it's going to be awesome. So, yeah. So, man fans, and to parents who have kids who are man fans, you should turn on the speakers, whatever device that you have, because this episode's about to blow you away. And if you've already done that, congratulations. So, yeah. So, let's get this party started, and, let's begin. Okay, so there are 3 scenes involved in this in part 1. There's the KLVY News, the Man Cave, and Henry's House. So, we start with the news announcer with the KLVY logo and everything. We interrupt this program for breaking news. We got Trent Overrunner and Mary Gaberman. Called to Trent Overrunner and said, "Good evening, this is Trent Overrunner with breaking, or should I say, barking news." Cut to Mary Gaberman barking. Bark! And she continues to bark. And cut to Turnover and said, "Earlier today," and cut to Jenna Tretrazzini on the screen. "Swellview's own Jenna Tretrazzini completed a 10,000-piece puzzle to kick this year's Puzzles and Puppies Awareness Week." Cut to Captain Manica Danger with Jenna Tretrazzini and her prince of a boyfriend who is a billionaire. If you haven't seen that episode, check it out. So, yeah. Mary Gaberman said, "Afterward, Captain Man and Kid Danger presented the lucky girl, wealthy boyfriend, Prince Fernand, with adorable puppies." And we cut to Captain Man and Kid Danger giving the puppies to the two of them, but Captain Man didn't want to get the prince the dog, so he wanted to keep the hostage to himself. Which, go figure. And cut to Turnover and said, "That's right, Mary. It remains unclear exactly how the puzzle and Poppy's Awareness Week fits the young dogs. But they are... are cute." Cut to Mary Gaberman and said, "Oh, look at the puppies." Cut to Turnover Runner and said, "Moving on to less adorable news." And cut to Mary Gaberman with both of them with a sad face. And back to Trent again and said, "An internet video was released yesterday showing the billionaire founder of the popular social media platform Twitflash, Rick Twidler, begging for help at unclosed location." Cut to Mary Gaberman said, "And where is this undisclosed location, Trent?" And cut to Trent looking at her, and cut to Trent with a picture of Rick Twidler and said, "Roll it, Chuck." Rick Twidler in the video said, "This is Rick Twidler. I don't know where I am, but I've been kidnapped by," and somehow there was a hand who grabbed him and was like, And somehow Charlotte paused the video, was back in the man cave. And she said, "Do you hear that loud buzzing sound in the background? I isolated it and ran it through man cave computers." And she turned around, and all 3 of the guys were hypnotized by the puppy, and somehow cut to Charlotte giving them looks. And cut to Ray saying next to Schwaz, and Jasmine said, "She loves to have her ear scratched." Cut to Jasmine says, "So does my mom." Cut to Ray next to Schwaz and Charlotte and said, and Jasmine said, "Don't make it weird, you guys." Cut to Charlotte and said, "Hey!" Cut to all 3 of them looking at Charlotte. And Charlotte said, "I thought you were supposed to give that puppet to Prince Fernand." Cut to Ray next to Jasper and Schwaz and said, "Uh-oh, I guess it must have forgot." And cut to Ray, Jasper, and Schwaz for laughing. And cut to Charlotte giving him looks. Cut to Rain says, yes, you like that joke. Yes, you like that joke. To Charlotte, I said, as I was saying, I used the man cave cue to isolate the buzzing, and she got interrupted again by three of the guys, and said, and Rain, extra Schwaz, and Jasper said, man cave computer, I thought that hacked like a month ago. Schwaz said, it did, but extra Schwaz, and Jasper said, Schwaz, I feel like you should know who hacked the man cave computer by now. Katja Schwaz said, yeah, I feel like you should know how to shut your... Katja Schwaz said, excuse me! Katja, all three of them looking at Charlotte. And Katja Schwaz said, now, as I was saying, I isolate the buzzing sound in the background, and you never guess what it is. Katja Ray said, and Schwaz and Jasper and Ray said, bees? So we said, sounded like bees. I was gonna guess bees. Katja Schwaz said, or you'll guess it right away. And Ray next to and Schwaz and Jasper said, oh, it's probably the beekeeper. It's usually up at the Suavio Honey Factory. I'll go and check it out. He's about to stand up. To Arlen said, are you sure you don't want to wait for Henry before you go out over there? Cut to Ray about to turn around and said, you're right. Somebody should watch Caitlin while I'm gone. Cut to Charlotte giving him looks. To Schwaz says, oh my god, you named her Caitlin? Oh, I love that name. Cut to Jasper said, she's such a Caitlin. To Rain said, Caitlin. Schwaz making the puppy to look at him and said, look over here, sweetie. Watch this. And he does a squatting position. He blows a bubble. It popped. And he transforms into Captain Man. And the dog with Schwaz barks. The Captain Man said, don't worry. He said, it's still Daddy. Petting the dog. Cut to Captain Man and said, triple beep Henry and tell him to meet me at the Suavio Honey Factory. Cut to Schwaz said, all of them said, okay. She goes to the computer while Captain Man was going to the tube, pressed the button on his buckle, the tube went down, and then he said, up the tube! I cut back to Henry's house, and somehow Henry's still holding the card that he got from last episode, which is like been a month ago. And it said, thanks for the cactus, game on. And he turns around, and he's doing a fondue thing with his mom and dad, which is usual. And cut to Piper, who just entered the house, and said, okay. He said, cut to Henry with his mom and dad looking over at Piper, said, I had to go to three stores, but I finally found a 10,001 piece puzzle. And cut to all three of them looking at her. Cut to Henry, cut to his dad, cut to Chris, the mom. Cut to Piper said, well, butts up, people. I want to hand on pieces and pieces on the board. Let's go. And cut to all three of them just going over there. Cut to Henry just hopping over the couch. And cut to Piper, who's dumping all of the puzzle pieces out. Cut to Chris next to his wife, her husband. But Jake said, what's going on here, honey? Piper said, Jan and Tretrazzini did a 10,000-piece jigsaw puzzle and got on the news. When cut to Henry, who saw his confused face, and to Piper again, so, you're all going to help me do a 10,001-piece jigsaw puzzle because I don't lose to Jan and Tretrazzini. Cut to Henry, who's confused about the puzzle as he is. And cut to Chris next to her husband saying, Piper, you shouldn't be so competitive with other people. Cut to Chris and Jake and said, unless it's the Tetrazzinis. They're horrible. Cut to Piper and cut to the parents and said, now put on some coffee. We puzzling. And cut to Jake, who's about to put on the coffee maker. Cut to all three of them. And cut to Henry saying, how many pieces are in that thing? And Piper said, 10,000 and one. And Henry's watch starts beeping. And that's his cue. Henry said, he said, I gotta go. And he's about to go out. And cut to Piper stopping him and said, what about my puzzle? Henry turned around and said, To Piper said, what about my puzzle? Henry said, yeah, sorry. I forgot that Jasper is gonna be a finalist in the Swell Yoli competition. So I gotta go. It cut to Jake, who's at the door stopping Henry. And they finally figured it out. Or they thought. It cut to... Jake said, "Not today, Henry." It cut to Piper and Chris, who's about to go towards him. It cut to Henry said, "I'm sorry, what?" Jake said, "Not today." It cut to Chris saying next to Piper said, "Henry, we've been talking about you behind your back." And we realized that sometimes... Cut to Jake next to Ghost, and his son said, "You get 3 beeps on your watch. Make up a ridiculous excuse." And Henry turns around, not hearing anything. Back to Jake and leave the house for hours. And cut to Henry making up excuses. Said, "I don't make ridiculous excuses." To Piper said, "Oh yeah?" And Piper said, "Remember..." Next to Ramona said, "Remember when you said Jasper's waterbed was on fire?" Cut to all 3 of them going to him and said, "Or..." Cut to Henry, didn't know what to say, to all towards him, is it, "Or that your teacher, Miss Chapin, needed to get her an ankle hair and emergency trim." Cut to all of them getting up on him and said, "You saw a bird with a human face down the street." Cut to Piper said, "You saw a human with a bird face up the street." Cut to Henry with his family said, "Can we talk about this later, please? Like, when I get back from seeing Jasper in a beatboxing competition." Cut to Chris with a huge smile on her face, and cut to Piper said, "I thought it was a yodeling competition." Cut to Henry next to his father and said, "It's both." Cut to Jake sitting next to him, "Not today." Sipping his coffee, and cut to Henry said, "I gotta go to the bathroom." Cut to Piper next to Chris and said, "Kid's gotta go. He's gotta go." And somehow Henry ran up the stairs. And somehow his family was just looking, which is so creepy. He goes up the stairs. We go towards his room. And he opens the door. He makes sure that no one is following him. And he closes the door. And he goes to the window. But Henry's mom stopped him and said, "Going somewhere, Henry?" And Henry was so shocked. He's like, "Ah!" He lands on his back. Cut to Chris turning around and said, "Henry, are you okay?" And he said, "Mmm." Chris said, "He's okay." And takes a bite out of fondue. And that's about it. And the Henry Danger theme song comes on. And that's the end of part 1. Now here's part 2. We've got 3 more parts of this. And it's Henry's house, the man cave, the honey factory. And we see Henry on the couch. And it's not looking good. And cut to Henry and said, Chris said, "Henry." Cut to Jake next to his wife, Chris, and said, "Listen, we know why you make ridiculous excuses in the house for hours at a time." Cut to Henry, had no words to say, and said, "You do?" To Piper said, "We know you have a secret." Cut to Henry and said, "I do?" Cut to Chris next to Jake said, "Yes, and we all know what it is." Cut to Henry didn't hear of it. Jake said, "You are a super." And he stands up, didn't want to say anything. And Jake said, "Workaholic." Which is not even close. Cut to Henry, so confused. Cut to Chris next to her husband and said, "Your weird watch always starts beeping. You suddenly have to run off to work." Cut to Henry said, "It's not always beeping." And his watch beeps, and he said, "That's just bad timing." Cut to Chris with her hand out and said, "Give me the watch." And Henry was defeated, and he took off the watch and gave it to his mom and said, cut to all of them, and cut to her and said, "You can have it back as soon as the puzzle is finished." And he gives the watch and said, "Then you can go to work." And cut to Piper and sit on her phone and said, "Don't forget his phone." Cut to Chris and cut to Piper and said, "He is always on that thing." And cut to Henry giving his sister the look. And somehow she also gives the hand out again and gives her his phone too. Poor Henry. And And somehow cut to the man cave sequence. We go to drunken stuff. Go through the fire, bring dinosaurs. Go through the beads. Go to the elevator. Press the button. You go to the elevator and there's drunken stuff. And we see Charlotte on the video. We see Wick Twiddler on the video. Kidnapped. And she pauses it. And somehow Jasper was going back and forth trying to reach Henry. And cut to Charlotte's phone ringing. And cut to Jasper going to her and said, "Is that Henry? Is that Henry? Is Henry calling you?" And goes to Charlotte and said, "He's not answering my calls or my texts or my Twitch flash DMs." And cut to Charlotte look at a caller ID. It said, "It's Ray." Jasper's like, "Come on!" And she picks up the phone and said, "Hey, what's up?" Cut to Captain Man at the Honey Factory entrance and said, "I'm standing outside the Honey Factory." I said, "Where's Henry?" Charlotte said, "We don't know. He never answered his wristwatch or his phone." Captain Man said, "Well, I got him a frozen yogurt and I'm standing here like an idiot while it melts." Cut to Jasper and said, "Is Henry with Ray?" Charlotte said, "No." He said, "And his frozen yogurt's melting." I cut to Jasper, who had enough of it, and said, "That's it. I'm going to Henry's house." And he dashes to the elevator, he presses the button, and cuts back to Charlotte. He said, "Hey, listen," he said, I've been looking at the hostage video, and there's this symbol, and I really think something weird is going on with this kidnapping." Cut to Captain Man said, for sure, he said, what's Caitlin doing? And cut to Charlotte looking at the dog while it's with Schwartz. He said, when the moon shines over the man cave. So the dog, and cut to Schwartz singing and said, "I'll be waiting at the elevator door." And cut to Charlotte and says, she's listening to Swaz sing her a love song. Kevin said, "Man," said, "What? Caitlin is my dog. I stole her from that Fernard kid, Fernair and Fuss Square." Cut to man on Charlotte's phone and said, "When I come back and Caitlin's smelling. And cut to the old Hart family doing their puzzle. Cut to Chris and Jake getting the pieces together while Piper and Chris are on their phones. And Jake is like, And then Henry's phone buzzes while his watch was right next to it. He keeps on looking at it. Cut to Henry, who's looking at his sister and his mom. And says, hey, guys. So Henry said, "How about more puzzling and staring at your phone scrolling through Twitch flash?" To all of them. And Piper said, "I know, it's terrible." He says, "Yeah, I'm so sorry." Cut to Piper said, "I'm gonna stop in a sec." He said, "Stop in just a sec." Cut to Henry looking at his father and said, "Dad," he said, "can you believe this?" Couldn't believe what his father was doing the same thing. He said, "Hang on, Henry. Turnover runner's on a rant." Piper said, "I know, right?" He said, "Hilarious." Cut to Henry said, "Then can I have my phone back?" To all of them, and cut to Jake, Piper, and Chris said, "No." Cut to Henry with the mean looks. Cut to Jasper bursting through Henry's house and said, "Henry, where?" And cut to all of them looking at Jasper and said, "Oh, there you are." Going towards the phone and said, "Hey, you gotta come to work. It's an emergency." Cut to Chris going next to Jasper and Jake doing it too. Chris says, "No." He said, "Not today. Could even have emergency at a junk store." Chris says, "No emergencies today." Cut to Jasper with his hands up. And Piper said, "Hey, aren't you supposed to be at a beatbox and yodeling tournament?" Cut to Jasper, who's confused. Proud said, "Wow." He said, "Am I?" Cut to Henry said, "They think I work too much. So they took my phone and my watch, and I'm not allowed to go to work until I finish this puzzle." Cut to all of them, and Chris nodded. And Henry said, "Even if it's an emergency." To Jasper and said, "Oh." Jasper said, Piper said, "Yeah, we're not following any crazy excuses today." Jasper. And I get that. Cut to Jasper putting his arm on Jake. He said, I mean it. I do. I just wanted to let you guys know that on my way here, I did see a puppy truck on the corner. And cut to Jasper walking away, and Jake looked at the door, and cut to Chris not ensuring, and cut to Piper thinking, cut to Henry just hope this would work, his face. Cut to Piper and said, a puppy truck. And I said, yeah. A truck that just drives around hanging out adorable puppies. Cut to all of them. And cut to Chris next to his wife said, well, that just sounds real. Chris says, no, 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 no. Piper's next to Henry said, well, it is Puzzles and Puppies Awareness Week. Henry points to his sister and she has a point face. Chris said, listen to yourselves. You're falling for a crazy excuse again. And Henry puts his hand on his mom. His mom looked at him and said, Mom. Cut to Henry said, puppies. And cut to Chris with a look on her face and said, don't you dare go to work while we're gone. And cut to all of them bursting out the door. And somehow Jasper closes the door and locks it. He said, all right, you need to go down to the honey factory to help Ray take down the keeper and save the CEO, Twit Flash. Cut to Henry said, I can't leave until I finish this 1,001 piece puzzle. Cut to Jasper, well, just use your super fast reflexes. Cut to Henry said, what? Don't you think I thought of that? Because I did not. That's actually a great idea. And somehow, Henry just got it to work. And somehow he used his fast reflexes to start the puzzle. And somehow Jasper went around and starts to help him. And then he throw puzzle pieces at him. And it starts to work. And now it's back at the honey factory. And we see the beekeeper and Wick Twiddler with his mouth taped shut. Captain Man just opens the door. Both of them just looked. Cut to Captain Man and said, honey, I'm home. Man, I just ate a lot of frozen yogurt. Give me a sec. Cut to the beekeeper looking at Captain Man and said, Captain Man, I can't believe you found my hiving spot. Cut to Captain Man and said, yeah. Look, I'm not going to be able to do a lot of clever back and forth right now. Dairy tends to back up on me a little. And that comes to show you that Captain Man is lactose intolerant. Anyways, cut to the beekeeper and said, well, allow me to give you a swarm welcome. And he grabs this thingy-majiggy. The captain said, swarm, that's actually really good. And cut to him pushing the button all the... And all the insects were coming towards him. And suddenly, it's back at the man cave. And cut to Charlotte just looking at the evidence. Cut to the dog is on top of Schwaz. And he said, Caitlin. He said, a little bit higher. A little. Cut to the dog giving a massage with a little pause. A little higher. That's good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Schwaz and Charlotte just figured something out. Charlotte said, Schwaz! Aye! And cut to the dog falling off of him. I said, oh! He said, and it goes to sit it up. I said, what's on your problems? Cut to Charlotte turning around towards Schwaz and said, remember when Captain Man and Kid Danger fought that giant guy who talks to a towel? To Schwaz with the puppy and said, how could I forget? But I did forget. I said, what about him? Cut to Charlotte, he had the symbol from the hostage video tattooed on his neck. Cut to the guy who had the tattoo with the flabbergas can. And it was on the bottom of his can of flabbergas. Cut to Schwaz said, okay. Charlotte said, and the science is from Evil Science Corp. Cut to that episode from Stranger Things with that picture. Had the symbol on their uniforms. Schwaz says, what the heck? And got him to get a closer look next to Charlotte and said, Charlotte said, and when someone stole the world's most poisonous cactus from last week's episode, they left a card with that logo on it. Dr. Schwazen said, oh my god, It was also on every screen in the man cave when the computer got hacked. Charlotte said, it was? Schwartz said, yes. It's like they've been finding some secret team of bad guys without knowing it. Charlotte said, I know. Cut to Charlotte said, quick, do a search of that logo on all the public images available while I make baby face with Caitlin. Cut to Schwartz making baby faces at the dog. Cut to Charlotte doing it. And Charlotte did it, and she could not believe her eyes and said, oh my god. Schwartz said, oh my god. Schwartz said, oh my god. And cut to Charlotte giving him the look. And said, because Schwartz says, it's what Caitlin would say if she could talk. And cut back to the house, and while Henry was almost finishing with the puzzle with his super fast reflexes, somehow Jake and Piper were at the door. And Jake said, open the door! Open the door! Barbara's like, what's wrong with you? And cut to Henry doing back the puzzle and almost done. He said, listen, let us in there. There's no such thing as a puppy truck. Cut to Henry's finishing the puzzle. Said, Jasper, stop enabling my son. Cut to Piper with Jake and said, bro. And cut to Henry with the last piece and said, done. Jasper and Henry both getting up and said, let's go. As soon as they were about to leave, Chris running from the back door said, hold it right there, young man. And they both turned around and were about to leave. Cut to Jake and Piper about to go in. Henry said, we finished the puzzle. Jasper said, yeah. He said, it was fun. Jasper said, yeah. Henry said, really stuck it to those Trentorzinis. Jasper said, hate them. Henry said, bye. Jasper said, bye. And they both walked out the door. And Jake said, bye. Cut to all three of them with puzzled looks. And they looked at the puzzle. And now let's cut back to the honey factory. Cut to the beekeeper with all the insects on Captain Man. And say, you're through, Captain Man. Sorry to be such a buzzkill. Cut to Captain Man with all the bees that's on him and said, you done? The beekeeper was in shock and said, seriously? You're not in any pain? There's like 1,000 bees on you. Captain Man said, I'm indestructible. Bees can't sting me. So if anything, it just kind of tickles. It cut through that, like, Twitter just got the confused face. Cut the beekeeper said, okay. What about wasps? And somehow he got... And somehow he got the laser and shot the beekeeper, and now he's passed out. And somehow he burps and laughs. And he burps. Somehow Twitler still got the confused face. Cut back to the man cave. Charlotte and Schwartz try to call both of them. And Charlotte's like, get out of the honey factory, Ray! Schwartz and the other person, Henry, do not go to the honey factory! You get this message! Schwartz says, as soon as you get this message! Schwartz says, you're in great danger! Schwartz says, it's a trap, Ray! You're walking into a trap! And then we looked at the picture of Wick Twitler with the same logo on his chest. And we all know he's now the bad guy of all this. It's now back to the honey factory. And somehow Captain Man saved Wick Twitler. And he got him out of there. Took the tape off. And Wick Twitler said, you saved my life. He said, thank you so much. And somehow he blessed the thing that he was handcuffed in. And Charlie said, ah! Captain Man said, you're welcome. And he gets him up and said, and hey, look, I know you're a billionaire and all, but I don't want any more money. Wink. And he goes to far away from Captain Man and said, Wick Twitter said, well, and he looks for Kid Danger and said, well, where's Kid Danger? Captain Man said, I don't know. Captain Man said, somewhere not eating frozen yogurt. He said, his loss. And he burps. Cut to Twitter and said, oh, he said, okay. And he takes out this remote thing. Cut to Captain and said, what you got there, fella? Cut to Twitter and said, a remote. Cut to Kevin said, oh yeah? I got a ton of those in the man cave. What does that one do? Cut to all of them. Cut to two of them. Cut to him. Cut to Twiddler and said, brings a trap. I said, oh yeah? And he looks around and said, on who? Kind of Wick Twiddler said, you. And he presses the button, and somehow this thingamajiggy comes out of nowhere. Somehow it just holds him into place. A little squatting position, which was just weird. And Wick Twiddler's like, game on. He's like, Captain Man. Captain Man's like, grrr! Kind of Wick Twiddler said, ha 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 ha. So Captain Man and Captain Wick Twiddler, ha 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 ha. And something there was a buzzing bee going on, and he aimed it at Wick Twiddler's mouth and choked. Man, I hate those bees. Cut to Captain Man, who's held hostage. And that's about it. And that's the end of part two. Now, here's part three. There are two scenes involved, and that's the honey factory and the man cave. We cut to back to both of them, and Wick Twiddler just starts laughing at him. Cut to Captain Man grunting while he continues to laugh. And he continues to laugh. And I said, alright, okay, Rick. You've been laughing for like a really long time now. To Rick Twiddler and cut to Captain Man and said, that's enough. Captain Rick Twiddler said, I'm sorry. He said, you just look so ridiculous. Captain said, well, I wasn't expecting to be frozen by a man I just saved. Captain Rick Twiddler said, yeah. And said, that's the plasma gas. Cut to Captain Man and said, huh? Wick Twiddler said, plasma gas. And he goes to Captain Man and said, it's made from a chemical and very important as cat that I stole from the Swellview Actors Convention. Cut to Captain Man, realized it. I said, oh, he said, that was you? Wick Twiddler was like, uh-huh. Captain Man said, well, good for you. Cut to him going to Captain Man and said, can we just skip to the part when I punch you and drag you to jail? Cut to Wick Twiddler and said, that's not gonna happen. Cut to Captain said, yeah, it is, Rick. I fought a lot of bad guys, pal. And I always win. Wick Twiddler said, I'm not your average bad guy. And he finally realized who he was and said, Ray Manchester. Which was not good. And cut to Captain Man not realizing and said, who's that? Wick Twiddler said, I hacked into the man cave computer. You were at Cactus Con. I know everything about you. Cut to Captain Man denying it and said, no, you don't. Rick Twiddler said, your name is Ray Manchester. Cut to all of them and cut to Rick Twiddler with Captain Man behind him and said, you own a fake store about the man cave called Junk and Stuff. Cut to Captain Man, who's angry. Cut to Rick Twiddler said, you tell people you're 36 when you really are. Cut to Captain Man and said, no. Rick Twiddler turned around to him and said, 37! Captain Man said, no! Cut to Sharon next to Schwaz back in the man cave and said, why would the guy who founded Twit Flash want to destroy Captain Man and Kid Danger? Cut to Schwaz said, maybe he doesn't want to destroy them. And he realized and said, he wants to steal Ray and Henley's powers. Schwaz said, well, how's he gonna do that? Cut to Schwartz relaying and he said, oh boy. He said, this is complicated. So I'm going to explain it to you in my American accent. Cut to Schwartz and said, okay. Cut to Schwartz said, but I can only do it for so long before I pass out. Cut to Schwartz and said, then hurry. And cut to Schwartz giving Charlotte the dog, and she goes out of there, and cut to Schwartz sitting over there. And Schwartz with American accent said, Ray and Henry both got sprayed with flabbergas. And cut to the flabbergast episode, getting sprayed. And said, now you can contrast its effects. But flabbergas never leaves your body. And on Halloween, when Ray and Henry and went to the portal of the Evil Science Corp, cut to the Stranger Things episode, when they went in there, when they threw the portal, when Evil Science Corp, they were covered with interdimensional bio residue. Cut to him as it, it takes years to wash off your skin and cut to Charlotte, cut to Beck, cut to the Whistling Susie episode pictures and Whistling Susie. Cut to Schwarzen, the old atomic bomb that was, and cut to the other picture. It was delivered to the man cave. Cut to Ray and Henry on the picture of the flabbergast episode. It dosed Ray and Henry with gamma radiation. And finally, in the picture of the cake is the Dies Leches cake. Cut to him, the 10th and final leche is what brings it all together. And he gathered up all the information in the pictures, and he pressed the button, and they all the radiations gathered up, and they just formed one word. Cut to him and said, "That's amore." Cut to Charlotte and said, confused, and said, "Love?" Schwa says, "No! It was an anti-micro acceptable logic enzymes." Cut to Charlotte and cut to the word and said, "AMORE." Cut to Charlotte and said, "That is amore." Schwa says, "It sure is, Charlotte." He said, "It sure is." And somehow he couldn't talk anymore and he just like passed out. Schwarz said, "What? What? Wait, Schwarz!" I cut to Rick Twiddler talking to Captain Man. Said, "The amore molecule binds itself to the chemical that makes you indestructible. This device locates amore and pulls it from the body along with your powers." And cut to Captain Man said, "Sounds painful." Cut to Rick Twiddler said, "It's incredibly painful." Cut to Captain Man said, "Luckily, I'm indestructible." Cut to Rick Twiddler, who gave him the confused look and didn't hear him clearly. Cut to both of them said, "I just said I'm going to take your indestructibility." Cut to Captain Man said, "I'd like to hear how." Cut to Rick Twiddler said, "I've been telling you how. Have you not been listening to any of this?" Captain Man said, "Yeah, I heard you. Blah, blah, blah. Chemistry." Cut to Rick totally around with a look. He said, "Molecules." Look. Rick Twiddler turned around and said, "When Kid Danger's going to show up any second now." Captain Man said, and punch a million holes in your face. Cut to Rick Twiddler said, "Oh, really?" He said, "I highly doubt that." And somehow Kid Danger just dropped in from above. Kid Danger's like, "Ah!" And he just lands on top of him. And Kid Danger says, "Ha ha!" And somehow Kid Danger gets up and Rick Twiddler just stunned. And Captain Man said, "Kid!" Captain Man said, "I literally just said you were about to show up." So all of them, Kid and Danger said, "Oh yeah?" Captain Man said, "Yes!" Kid Danger said, "Like just now?" I was like, "Yeah, were you listening?" Kid Danger said, "No, dude. I just rolled up, saw the roof, found a shaft, and just dropped on in." Cut to Captain Man said, "Nice." Cut to all three of them, Rick Twiddler about to get up. I said, "So, who I land on?" Cut to him and said, "Good guy, bad guy. What are we talking here?" To Captain Man said, "Bad guy is what we're talking here." Cut to Rick Twiddler and cut back to Captain Man saying, "Rick Twiddler tried to steal my power." Cut to Kid Danger and said, "Not cool, Rick Twiddler." And he used the laser and he got back down again. Twiddler said, "Ow!" Cut to Kid Danger said, wait. "I thought he was hostage." To Captain Man said, "Fake." Cut to all three of them. And Kid Danger said, "What happened to the beekeeper?" Cut to Captain Man said, "Lasered." Cut to Captain Man looking at Kid Danger looking at him and said, "Why are you squatting like that?" Cut to Captain Man said, "Trapped." Cut to Captain Man, who did Shaggy, and said, "Zoinks! Zoinks! Zoinks!" Cut to Kid Danger next to Captain Man, and said, "Wait, so why is this dude kidnap himself?" Cut to him and said, "And then tried to steal your superpower." Cut to Captain Man said, "I don't know, I wasn't listening." Cut to Rick Twiddler giving him the look. He said, "I was going to take your superpower." Cut to him with Kid Danger in the shot, and said, "And put it!" And revealing the thing. Cut to Kid Danger saying, "A lava lamp?" Rick Twiddler said, "No." Cut to him next to Kid Danger next to Captain Man said, "Oh." my comfortable choice. It's a computer virus. A living, organic computer virus. Cut to Captain Manicure Danger, cut to White Twiddler and said, nasty stuff. It's going to infect every computer. Cut to Captain Danger while he said it. Every laptop. And back to him and saying, and every phone on Earth. I'm going to destroy the internet forever. And the background ooing. And cut to Captain Man said, not cool, Rick Twiddler. And he lasered him again. And he fell down again with pain. Cut to Captain Man said, I have a question. Cut to all of him and Kid Danger said, Captain Man. Captain Man said, you invented Twit Flash. Kid Danger said, that's not a question, but continue. Captain Man said, why would you want to destroy the internet? Kid Danger said, that is a question. Cut to Rick Twiddler and said, because the internet ruined everything. It's partially my fault. So Captain Man and Kid Danger cut to Rick Twiddler and said, everyone just stares at their phones all day now. Scrolling through Twit Flash. Said, it's terrible. Cut to Kid Danger said, but dude, memes. Kid Danger said, memes are hilarious. Kid Danger said, like the one with the rats? Cut to all three of them while Rick Twiddler's hearing them. Or the cat with the monkey? And cut to Kid Danger while Rick Twiddler was watching. They're all in the circle again. He's like, Kid Danger's like, ah, Mondays. Cut to Captain Man. And it's like, feeling old yet? Rick Twiddler said, I don't care about memes. Cut to the both heroes just looking at him. Rick Twiddler said, that's why I was going to create an indestructible computer virus with super fast reflexes, unleash it on the world, and destroy the internet forever. Cut to Kid Danger said, not cool, Rick Twiddler. And he lasered him again, and Rick Twiddler said, oh, come on! Cut to Captain Man next to Kid Danger was like, all right, kid, get me out of this thing. Captain Man said, my glutes are barking. Cut to Kid Danger going around and said, all right. And he looked at the thing and cut to the circuit board and said, Kid Danger said, I don't see an off button, dude. Cut to the man next to Kid Danger said, well, just laser it. Cut to Rick Twiddler said, I wouldn't do that. Cut to Kid Danger said, well, I'm definitely going to do it. And he lasered the thing. And somehow he just crashed down. Well, Kid Danger went out of the way and Captain Man just fell down. And somehow another one fell on top of him. And cut to Rick Twiddler getting up. Cut to Kid Danger with his tongue out. Scratched his neck. He said, Captain Man said, kid! He said, you made it worse! Cut to Rick Twiddler said, I told you not to do that. Cut to Kid Danger going up to him. He said, shut up, Rick Twiddler! And he got closer to him. Rick Twiddler said, wait. He said, let me explain something to you. Cut to Kid Danger's like, what? Well, going toward him and said, Rick Twiddler said, I plan to steal both of your superpowers. Cut to Kid Danger said, yeah. Rick Twiddler, so I built two traps. And somehow Kid Danger was confused. Cut to Captain Man. Cut to him. Cut to Rick Twiddler with the remote. Press the button. And another contraption shows up. And they make Kid Danger turn around. With a frozen pose. Cut to Captain Man. And cut to Kid Danger is like, not cool, Rick Twiddler. Rick Twiddler just passed him with a grin on his face. Cut to Captain Man said, gah! And somehow Rick Twiddler's setting up the device that where Kid Danger was frozen. And there's nothing Kid Danger could do to stop him. And he got it all set up. And Kid Danger was just frozen there. Cut to Rick Twiddler's getting ready. Cut to Rick Twiddler said, say goodbye to your superpower, Kid Danger. To Kid Danger saying, no! To Rick Twiddler said, okay. Kid Danger said, what? No, wait. And he turns the knob and says, ah! And he was yelling agony and pain and something leaving his mouth. Cut to Rick Twiddler turning the knob. And there was something going on. And cut to Kid Danger who's making pain. And somehow the fire was about to go in his mouth, but it buzzed to death. And so we see the superpower leaving in the tubes. And it goes into the tubes and it changes color from purple to now green. And somehow, after that power was gone and it was completed, Kid Danger just fell to the ground. And they both were on the ground. Cut to Rick Taylor getting it out. He just looks both at them on the ground. And cut to Rick Taylor looking at the both of them saying, "See you in the Dark Ages." And as they both of them were groaning in pain, cut to Rick Taylor about to leave, and somehow he walked out of the door. Cut to the man next to Kid Danger said, "Hey kid," he said, "are you super fast? Reflex is gone." Cut to Kid Danger is like, "I don't know." Cut to Captain Man said, "Here," he said, "catch." And he threw something at Kid Danger's face. And Kid Danger is like, "Ow." Captain Man's like, "Yeah," he said, "they're gone." And so cut to Kid Danger. And says, "To be continued" on the screen. And that's about it. And scene! Woo! Okay, so I just recap episode 5, season 5 of Henry Danger, part 1, A New Evil. Wow, 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 guys. What did I tell you? What did I stinking tell you guys? This is only part 1, so next week is part 2, so you do not want to miss this, guys. And trust me, Rick Twitler is not their average bad guy they're about to face. So it's awesome, it's amazing, and this is going to be amazing. So shout out to Mr. David Blue, who plays Rick Twitler himself, and he's now in the Danger family. So shout out to Mr. David Blue for playing Rick Twitler, and this is going to be exciting, guys. So this 3-parter journey is going to be interesting. So make sure you tune in for part 2 next week to see what happens. So I give this episode a 10 out of 10 just because it's all in the beginning from here. Part 2 is going to be interesting. So shout out to the cast and the whole crew for doing such an incredible job for this first part. And I cannot wait to see what part 2 brings. So I'm so freaking excited about that. And there's no other words to describe this 3-parter, guys. And trust me, If you thought this was crazy, the second part's going to be crazier, and you do not want to miss that. And this is going to be an awesome 3-parter for this season 5, so you do not want to miss it. And it's going to be awesome, it's going to be crazy, and it's going to be amazing. So I hope you liked it as much as I did, and I hope it made you happy. So part 2, next week, cannot wait. So song, next up is Song of the Week, so stay tuned for that. And yeah, so the next segment is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I covered this week's topics like Splash Mountain has now officially closed in Walt Disney World, so if you hadn't had your chance, I'm sorry, your last chance was on Sunday, and now it is officially closed. The barricades are up. They're starting the refurbishment as we speak, and yeah, I know it's sad, guys, but it's time to say goodbye to Splash Mountain. And it's been that theme for 30 years. So it's out with the old, in with the new. So it's goodbye, Saddle and the Self, and hello, Princess and the Frog. So, yeah, but if you want to see Splash Mountain for one last time, you should go to Disneyland, and I recommend that. So it's now officially closed in Disney World, but so you could still get a chance to do Disneyland before it's too late. So, so it's now officially closed in Walt Disney World for the refurbishment of the new theme of Princess and the Frog, Tiana's Bayou Adventure. And, yeah, so if you're over there, try to take pictures as much as you can. And before they take the rabbit thing down, so you do want to take pictures of that, anything else. And I got the opportunity to ride it for the last time in 2021, and that was the biggest ride of my life, even though I wasn't a big fan of that ride. So trust me, I've rode it since I was a kid, and I'm finally glad that I last rode it in 2021. So Splash Mountain, we will miss you, and we cannot wait to see your new makeover in 2024, and it's going to be awesome, and it's going to be amazing, and it's going to be such a hell of a good time. So it's now permanently closed, guys, and you gotta wait until next year to see the new makeover, so you do not want to miss that. So stay tuned, and stay tuned for more Disney news on the really reopening, and trust me, it's gonna get crazy from here, so stay tuned to that one. But yeah, and the new movie that's coming out in Amazon Prime Video called Shotgun Wedding. Again, if you're looking for a movie that has action with a bride and groom getting chased by pirates and everything like that. And if you love Jennifer Lopez, go and watch this film. I highly recommend. And I saw the trailer, and oh my god, it looks so funny, so good, and so amazing. A lot of action, and yeah, I kind of want to see this movie for myself, because one, Jennifer Lopez, and two, a husband and wife and a groom and a bride just tackling those pirates, and it's going to be really, really freaking insane. So, make sure you're watching on Amazon Prime Video this Friday, so you do not want to miss that. So, yes, I highly recommend that movie, guys. If you're a fan of J-Lo, go and watch that film. Highly recommend. And I just recapped Episode 5, Season 5 of Henry Danger, Part 1, A New Evil. Guys, this is only the beginning of the three-parter, so you do not want to miss next week's. Oh my god, I just want to give a huge shout-out to the cast and crew for a wonderful job on this episode, and let's welcome Rick Twitler to the family, who is David Blue. And David Blue has been doing as Rick Twitler, and he is crazy. He is so crazy, and it's really, really freaking ridiculous how he does Rick Twitler justice. And I gotta say, wow, 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 wow. Part one is only the beginning, but get ready for part two, guys, next week, so you do not want to miss that. But overall, I give this a 10 out of 10 just because it's only the beginning. It's gonna get crazier from here, and yeah, so you might want to stay tuned for part two next week, guys. So you do not want to miss that. And trust me, it's going to get ugly from here. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. And yeah, there's nothing more I can say. So great job on this episode. And I cannot wait for part two next week. So it's going to be freaking insane. So, yeah. Okay. This next segment, this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay, Song of the Week is one of my favorite songs to you guys, and that theme is Demi Lovato. This woman has been my childhood since I was in my teens. Watched all of her Disney Channel original movies. I watched her as the Bowser Ring short since the very beginning, and I love her music, no matter what she does. And it's so crazy to see how she evolved from the woman that she is today. And I am proud of her to be a big, big fan of Demi Lovato, and I am so lucky to be part of her fandom. It's awesome what she could do. It's amazing, and she is a rock star. So it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be fun, and yeah, Demi, I love you so much, and I cannot wait to see what you do next. So, I love you, Demi. So, yeah, and this is the beginning of the Here We Go Again era. So, this is going to be awesome. So, this is the first song that I chose from her second album, Here We Go Again. And the title track of the first track, it's called Here We Go Again. If you haven't seen this video, it's crazy. And what she did with this video, it was awesome. It's amazing, and It's a banger. So if you haven't heard the Here We Go Again album, now is your chance. So this era of Demi Lovato was the beginning for her career, and it's awesome. It's amazing. And yeah. So if you haven't seen the video, guys, I highly recommend. But let's get to the song. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. And here we go. Again, no pun intended. So Demi Lovato fans, if you're a big fan of Demi Lovato, if you're a big fan of her music, you should turn on the speaker on your device so you can dance along, sing along, and rock along. Because it makes me happy and makes you happy. So here's the first song from my choice from her second album, Here We Go Again. And it's called Here We Go Again. So, yeah, so let's turn this music up and let's get this party started. Shall we?
Trying look at me. You only hear half of what I say, and you're always showing up too late. And I know that I should say goodbye, but it's no use. Can't be with or without you. Oh, so how did you get here under my skin? Swore that I'd never let you back in. Shouldn't know better than trying to let you go.
I listened to it before, and I listened to it now, and oh my god, this is the best album that I've heard from her in the second album. This is only the second album of her career, and it was killing the game back in 2009, and oh my god, the video, I love her, and the song lyrics, so amazing. And if you haven't seen the video, I highly recommend, guys, check out the video if you haven't yet, for you all new millennials out there. Trust me, it's the best video back in our days, and it's awesome, it's amazing. And the first song from her album, spot on, and I loved it so much. So if you're a big fan of Demi Lovato, go put this on your playlist. I guarantee it 100%, guys, so trust me. If you're beginning to be a fan of Demi Lovato, put this on your playlist. You do not want to miss this one. And yeah, there's nothing more I can say. So Demi, I love you so much. I cannot wait to see what you do next. Trust me, thank you so much for shaping my childhood and everybody else's. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So Demi, we love you, and we can't wait to see what you do next. So thank you, Demi, and we love you. So, yeah. So that is the end of the song of the week, and that is the end of my podcast. So before I go, some of the other podcasts that you need to follow. If you're going to Walt Disney World Trip in 2023, and if you want to do it safely, and if you want to get to hear some of the podcast members that this podcast knows, if you want tips and tricks in each of the parks, go to the Mousetrap podcast featuring my niece Noelle and her friends Maddie and Ashley. Again, if you're a Disney nerd, then this is the podcast for you. Also, my friend Kamina, she has 3 podcasts out now. You guessed it, 3. There's a little update. So, the first podcast is, if you love horror, and if you love crime, and if you love both, go to the Horror Crime Podcast. I highly recommend it. She talks about anything horror, everything about horror films or TV shows or anything else. Go to that. I highly recommend it. And trust me, if you're a horror fan as yourself, listen to that podcast. I highly recommend that one. But if you're a big fan of the Henry Danger universe, whatever it's Henry Danger or Danger Force, go to the podcast called Danger Girl. If you love the animated shorts, if you love the Kid Danger animated, or anything the Danger Force, which is Henry Danger or Danger Force, Go to Danger Girl. I highly recommend it. And it's so good. It's so amazing. And she is the best. And the third podcast, she just released this one. She just released this one. And it's called Henry Danger Stories. So she talks to you guys. And she goes to Wattpad and she reads you these Henry Danger fan fictions, which is kind of interesting. So, Kamina, shout out to you. I mean, you got 3 podcasts out right now, which is obviously amazing. So if you want to hear anything about Henry Danger fan fiction, go to Henry Danger Stories. I highly recommend that one if you're a fan fiction thing yourself. So trust me, I'm so into it. And I got Wattpad, so trust me, I am so addicted to that app. So so go to Henry Danger Stories if you're a fan of Henry Danger fan fictions. So I highly recommend that one. But she used to have her one podcast that used to be Horror and Henry Danger, and it used to be called Kamina T, but it's no longer with us. But she used to, her Kamina T podcast used to be on my show, and if you want to hear what topics that we did in the past, or what season 1 episodes of Danger Force we did those weeks, or if you want to see what song of the weeks we did, go to Kamina T in the description. She's the best that she could possibly be, and I'm so proud to call her a man fan and a friend, and trust me, she knows, she's been a fan of the show since the very, very, very beginning, and yeah, I loved her, and I'm so happy I came across her on social media, on my For You page, and on Instagram, of course. So, Kamina, girl, I love you. I hope you're having a very fantastic week. I gotta go enjoy this week as well, guys, but I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in whenever you're from the United States or across the pond. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I hope I made your day, and I hope I made this podcast for you a little bit better. It's because who doesn't want to hear this podcast to cheer up their own day? Am I right? So, so thank you for taking the time, and I hope I made you guys happy, and I hope I make this podcast special to you. And yeah. So I cannot wait for anything else to come through with this. And trust me, it's only getting better, you guys. So make sure you tune in, and you do not want to miss that. So yeah, so thank you for tuning in, and I love you guys so much. Also, make sure you go give this podcast a follow. That'd be really, really great. Also, you can follow my podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And make sure you share this podcast on your social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, to get the man fans to know if they're bored out of their mind or have nothing to do while they're work, school, whatever, or even a shindig. Or if you're a fan of Henry Danger and Danger Force Entertainment, which is the Henry Danger Universe and the HDU. And I am your girl for that. So, yeah. And make sure to follow my social medias if you like. Go to miss.holland92 on my Instagram page. I celebrate birthdays, vacations, whatever. I'm always over there, so make sure you go follow that account. I really appreciate you. Just want to say thank you for following my account if you haven't yet, so please do so. And yeah, I love you guys so much for that. And if you're a fan of anything, movies such as Marvel, DC, and or anything, I got you covered. I just posted a new photo about my review of Avatar, The Way of Water, which makes me a big fan now. So, haven't seen that review yet, go and look at that post. I highly recommend it, guys. If you haven't seen Avatar, The Way of Water, go and check it out. I highly recommend it. So, if you saw the first one, which I'm going to do, but this got me to a huge fan of the Avatar franchise, so it's gonna be awesome. It's amazing. Make sure you go and look at that review. I highly recommend. But they're all my reviews, so you don't have to agree with me or anything else. They're my reviews and not yours. So, yes, make sure you go check that new review of Avatar Way of Water. I highly recommend. And, yes, make sure you go follow my Mount Sue's account for more if you're looking for anything, movies, TV shows to watch. So, yeah, so highly recommend. And make sure you go follow that account. So, please and thank you. But, you can follow me on my Twitter, Miss.Norman1992, for the exact same thing. So if you're looking for anything, movies, TV shows, or anything else, I highly recommend my Twitter, guys. So, I write all the movies on there, so trust me, I know what that's like. So, the movie is awesome, it is amazing, you do want to miss this, guys, so trust me. If you're looking for a movie review, it's on my Twitter page. Go check it out. Highly recommend. But during early days of my Twitter account, I talk about the cutest thing in the entire world, Jason Norman. How could I not love my cutest boyfriend in the entire world? Baby, I love you. So, yes, make sure you go follow my Twitter account. I highly recommend. And, yeah, so that's it. So make sure you go follow that Twitter account. I highly recommend. And yeah, there's nothing more I gotta say to that. So yeah, make sure you go follow that Twitter. Highly recommend. But if you're having trouble finding the podcast, no problem. Go to Miss Dyed Holland 1992 on Instagram. It's in the link in my bio, so make sure you go over there. Or if you're following me on Twitter, just Miss Dyed Norman 1992, go to my bio and the link is over there as well. So if you're in my bio, whatever's on Instagram or Twitter, click the link in my bio. So click the link in my bio. It will take you straight to my podcast page. And it'll show you all the episodes that's there. But I want you to click on the button that says More Platforms. Just click on that button and all the platforms will pop up on the screen. So if you see a platform that you recognize, make sure you go to that platform. And make sure you sign in. Because if you don't sign in, you won't follow the podcast. So make sure you enter your information and your account information. And if you signed in, make sure you click that follow button, and boom, you have joined the Man Fan family. So, so all the newcomers, welcome. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron. Recap Henry Danger and Danger Force from the HGU and the Henry Danger universe. And my goal is to make your family happy and your kids happy throughout this entire process. And I got a ton of episodes for you guys to hear. So trust me, guys, this is the journey that keeps getting better and better. And I hope I can bring your smile on your face or your kid's smile on your face. And I hope I can make your day a little bit brighter. So sit back, relax, enjoy the show. And I hope I make you guys comfortable. So enjoy. And I hope you love the journey so far. So thank you for following. But to all of the returning followers since followed me since day one, there are no words to describe this. I started this podcast journey when everything was shut down because of the quarantine and coronavirus, and my goal was to make you guys happy, and I did this podcast. I didn't know what I was going to think, but I saw the numbers and like, wow, you guys really killed it, and as everybody got out again, you guys still followed me even though you're still out and about. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much who stuck with me. I love you. I appreciate you whenever you're from around the world or here in the States. Thank you so much. I'm not going to be stopped doing this until every Henry Danger and Danger Force episodes drops. And all I can say is the third anniversary is around the corner in the next couple of months. So you do not want to miss that celebration. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for those who tuned in since the very first day or tuned in now. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. If you started hearing me from the first time from your family, your friends, your family members, I didn't care. Welcome to the family. I love you guys so much. And like I said before, and I say it again, not going to stop until every Henry Danger and Danger Force episode drops on this platform. Just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And trust me, the journey is only going to get better from here. And if you could put your mind anything, you could put it to it. And you can believe in your dreams no matter what you do. And I love you guys so much. And this is only going to get better from here. So I love you guys. Just keep on this ongoing. And I love you guys so much. So make sure you believe in yourself, and it's only going to get better. Love you guys, and I hope I can make you guys proud. And I love you so much. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, you should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified when new podcast goes up. So, yeah. Again, this has been Marilyn Negron, and this has been your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles
and fight crime.
Feels good.